painted green. Aha, me boys. Lucas boat is painted green.
Welcome to this month's edition of Our Working Waterfront. This is Chris Bricker, and I'm joining co-hosts Aaron Berg, Port of Port Townsend's director, and Port Commissioner Pam Petranek. Each month, we bring you an update on news and stories surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Today, Pam and I will wander the boatyard in search of tall ships and their sailors. But first, it's our custom to get a report from Aaron about current happenings in and around the boatyard.
Well, the boatyard's full, so it's interesting. This is sort of the third year that I've been here. In fact, this month will mark my third year here at the port, and each year the boatyard's been full. Our forecasts show it just as full this year as last year, and we're trying to figure out where to put all the boats. So, projects on the list. We are getting further along on the expansion to the west and analyzing various options with our stakeholder committee. Those options could add room for as much as maybe 75% more 300-ton boatyard space, which would be very helpful. And we continue to work on the expansion towards Sims Way, but timeline-wise, that's not going to help us this year. That's more likely to help us next year. It's just taking a little longer than planned to get that space that we need built, designed, permitted, and built. Other projects, the Cupola House is now vacant with MSA having moved to the boatyard. So they're in a building right across the parking lot from Port Admin. And we're looking very closely at moving our Point Hudson moorage office as well as some other port staff into the Cupola House, kind of bringing it back into the public domain where folks could get in there and see it. So new windows, new paint, refinished floors, a new air handling system to address, mitigate creosote, and working with the foundry on the original weather vane that was on that and designed from, I think, 1932 to get that rebuilt and put on top of the Cupola House. So those are just a couple projects going on. We are keeping a close watch on the legislature and a number of funding requests that are pending right now with the hope that we'll be able to get our Gardner project done yet this year, the new boat launch. We've got a taxi connector project at the airport that may very well go yet this fall. And it's looking pretty good for funding for the Herb Beck Marina boat launch, ADA access, parking lot, landscaping, restrooms, that whole project. So, yeah, everywhere you look, we've got things that need to be done, and we're working on getting them done.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Well, we're off to the boatyard in search of tall ships.
Well, they're there, so enjoy it. And Adventurous should be launching shortly. The salt boats out of Victoria came yesterday and hauled out one this morning, one yesterday. The Alcyone's out, so the port's own logo, the boat on our logo is in the boatyard. So it is a super cool time in the boatyard, very dynamic this time of year.
Well, Pam, we're standing in the midst of a number of schooners here in the boatyard, aren't we? Tell me about some of these schooners that are sitting here. And also, I'm curious, where does the word schooner come from anyway?
There's a saying, see how she schoons. So schoon means skimming along. And during the beginnings of cargo being hauled across our oceans, schooners came about from the desire to get across the water faster, especially when it came to bringing in your daily catch. Speed was of a necessity, getting from the fishing grounds to the coastal towns and having your fish still smell good. So hull designs became sleeker and more sails provided maneuverability. So these big boats could start hauling lumber and fishing supplies and coal and gold and furs up and down our coasts faster. Many of these boats started being built on the East Coast in the 1700s. And on the West Coast in the 1800s, and of course here in Jefferson County, that also was taking place. We're standing under Alcyone, which is an 81-foot schooner. It was actually built in 1956, and it is on our port's new logo. Our port has gone from an unknown ship, and now we are centering on the classic 81-foot schooner Alcyon. And we just wanted to honor our local marine trades and local boats by focusing on a vessel with a genuine connection to the port of Port Townsend. The new logo shows what we're standing under, which is a gaff-rigged sailing schooner. And the crew is right now up on the decks of the Alcyon. They're taking a quick little lunch break, and then they've got to get right back to work.
Yeah, as I understand it, they got to be back in the water in about a week, yeah?
Yeah. I think they're doing what's called a shave and a haircut, which is just taking care of some survey needs and repainting the bottom and, you know, looking at the prop and probably replacing some zincs.
What other boats are sitting here in the yard and where we're standing right now?
Well, this week we have a pair of boats from Canada that comes here every year, and these are classic sailing schooners called the Pacific Swift and the Pacific Grace, and they are out of Victoria. So let's walk under the hull of this sailing schooner and talk about it.
Okay.
My name's Tony Anderson. I'm the skipper aboard the Pacific Grace. Pacific Grace is one of two tall ships owned by the Salt Society, which lives in Victoria, British Columbia. And we build both these boats, but we've gone through transition in our organization, and we don't any longer have a shipyard as such. So we know the next best place is Port Townsend. We've always had a good relationship with the workers here, especially the wooden boat builders. And we're thinking about coming down here more regularly and developing a stronger relationship with the builders here to help maintain the boats, because not everybody can do this work anymore.
Give us a little bit of history about this boat.
This boat is a copy of the original boat that Salts started with back in the 70s. It was an original fishing schooner named the Robertson II. So Salts began that program. Salts has a program with young people. We have coastal programs for school groups and for individual kids in the summertime, like summer camp. And we have offshore programs where the boats take off for a year at a time. But we started with a Grand Banks fishing schooner from the East Coast, an original one, brought it over, refitted it, essentially changed it so it suited the program interior-wise, and then ran that for a bunch of years. We built the Swift, the other vessel, Pacific Swift, at Expo 86 in Vancouver, and another two boats in between there. But the old Robertson II, in those days, they were built quick with green lumber, and it kind of ran the end of its life at about 40, 45 years. So we copied that design, we built the Pacific Grace from it, and purpose-built the whole interior so it would be matched to the program. So the Swift itself is an older design. It's a 200-year-old design of a mail packet, usually between U.S. and Canada. Yeah, kind of similar to the Baltimore Clipper type, yeah.
So when do you go back in the water?
We're going Thursday right now, so we're just up for a bottom clean and paint, and then we're back in. So nothing serious this year, yeah, so far.
Do I hear Canada in your voice?
You do. Born and bred, yeah. I was raised as a flatlander in Alberta, and then since about age of 10, I've been on the coast of Victoria.
A flatlander becoming a seafarer.
Not an uncommon thing. Yeah, you meet lots of them out there.
My name's Tristan Headley. I'm the captain of the Pacific Swift, which is hauled out here. We're based out of Victoria, where we operate a youth sail training program for the ages 13 to 25. We operate all along the BC coastline from Victoria up to Prince Rupert and Haida Gwaii, west coast of Vancouver Island. This boat here, Pacific Swift, was built in 1986 at Vancouver as a working exhibit in the World Expo. Her first voyage was in 1988, South Pacific Loop down to Australia, where she visited the expo down there. She's 111 feet overall, just over 20 feet wide, 100 feet to the top of the mast. We carry 30 trainees and 6 crew members.
It's designed after something specific?
It's designed after a boat called the Swift of Ipswich. So the builder of the boat, Greg Foster, quite a bit of research into this boat, and it's based off that design.
The masts are beautiful. Tell me about these, the foremast and the mainmast here.
The foremast and the mainmast, they're both solid Douglas fir. This last winter had both the masts out of the vessel and did a full refinish on them, take everything apart, rebuild them, put them back together. During that process, we actually ended up replacing the foremast. So that's a brand new mast in the boat. And again, a locally sourced log from Vancouver Island, Douglas fir.
Well, you were talking to your fellow skipper, and he said that he grew up in Alberta. Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Victoria. Yeah. So I got connected with CELTS when I was a trainee. So I came on when I was 14 as a student and started working up through the ranks and volunteered and then worked on board as a bosun for a number of years and then I've been running the boat now for a while.
And your crew can hear your voice from far, far away, can't they?
Sometimes.
When they want to.
Yes, exactly.
We're standing here next to Martha, the sailing schooner Martha, who is homeported here in Port Townsend. Very good friends of mine are running the boat, and they are not here right now, so I'm going to just give you some of the vitals on Martha. So it was built in 1907. It is the oldest working sailboat here in the state of Washington. It was originally gaff rigged, and now it is staysail rigged. And she's 68 feet on deck. She's 84 feet lengthwise from one end of the boat to the end of the spar, 16 foot beam. Her planking is fir and silver bally on oak frames. Lots of other types of wood, beautiful wood inside of it and outside of it. This boat does sailing training, week-long trips. It also does sailing racing adventures locally here in the Pacific Northwest. So if you want to jump on a schooner and see how fast they go, which schooners were designed to increase speed on the water, so this boat is a very fast boat.
So those wanting to schoon on the schooner.
Right. So see how she schoons.
My name is Nate Seward. I'm one of the two captains aboard the schooner Adventurous. We are standing under Adventurous in Port Townsend Boat Haven. We're getting ready to get our boat back into the water very soon. Looks like tomorrow. And what we're in the middle of right now is we have our new crew. Most of them are returners, but we have our new crew is aboard currently, and we are wrapping up some shipyard work and putting our rig together. Currently, I'm watching our foresail being hoisted up over the side, which is kind of a fun process because it usually just gets handed across from a dock, and right now it's going about 15 feet in the air on a gantlin.
So, what's your background? What got you started in sailing, and when did you become a skipper?
I got started in sailing. Adventurous was my first sailing gig. That was 2009. I started as a volunteer. I've always been interested in boats. My father worked down here in the boatyard for a lot of my early childhood, so I spent a lot of time down here looking at boats and pretty religiously went to the Port Townsend Wooden Boat Festival every year until I was about 20, I think was the first one I missed. And I've been coming and going from Sound Experience and Adventurous since 2009, but I've been here full-time since 2020, when I was hired on as one of the captains.
Is your season year-round, or when does it start?
Our sailing season, when we're actively working with students, is typically between the middle of March and we wrap up for Halloween. So the schooner Adventurous is owned and operated by Sound Experience. It's a local Port Townsend operated 501c3 nonprofit. They've been running this boat since 1989. The ship itself is 101 feet long, 133 sparred, and she was originally launched in 1913, so 110 years old. Yeah.
Over the past 5 or 6 years, she's gone through quite a bit of renovation, hasn't she?
Yeah, over the course of about 10 years, she's been almost entirely rebuilt. Most recently, the deck was redone in 2019, and the year before that was a repower. But the subsequent probably 6 years. A lot of hull work, a lot of the frames and the planking, pretty much all of it was redone, as well as the transom, the stem, the horn timber. So basically the entire backbone of the boat except for the keel itself. Both masts and the bowsprit were replaced in that time. So, and the rudder. So what is original is the cast iron ballast keel from 110 years ago and some of the deadwood, which is just the stuff between the keel and the more buoyant structure of the hull. Also some of the ceiling. Most of the ceiling planking interior is still original.
So Nate, what's the most meaningful thing for you as a skipper and also as a mentor? What makes your soul tick?
It's a little cliche, but I've always said that I like coming back here for the people. I've worked with quite a few organizations that have similar missions and also have some cool old boats. But this place has a really unique combination of one of the nicest and best kept boats in the industry that I have seen, and it's a really good bunch of people. Whether you're talking to somebody who's been involved for 30 years or someone who's been around for a couple of years, there's a pretty solid kind of common core of values and beliefs that bring people together here and keep them coming back. And that's why I generally like to say that I keep coming back here myself.
I'm Gaia, and I am the chief mate on the Schooner Adventuress. And we're here uprigging the ship, getting her ready for the sailing season.
And then who do we have with you here? Looks like we have part of the crew.
Yeah, do you want to introduce yourselves? We have some of our deckhands here.
My name is Ansley. I am a returning deckhand here on the Schooner Adventuress. This is my second sailing season, and I'm stoked to be here.
My name's Elijah. This is sort of my first season. I came on at a strange time in the fall, so I'm really excited to get going.
Great. I'm Zoe. I'm a deckhand, and this is my first sailing season and first tall ship.
And my name is Hannah. I'm an intern with the Harbor Freight Fellowship Program, and I've been here doing winter maintenance. This is my first time working on a tall ship as well, even though I'm not on the water.
We are currently standing under the Hawaiian Chieftain. This is a still-hulled boat, the first of the still-hulled boats that we've stood under today. The rest of the schooners that we looked at were all wood hulls, and those were the Pacific Grace, we stood under the Pacific Swift, the Adventuress, Martha, Alcyon, and now here we are under a 103-foot-long schooner, steel-hulled Hawaiian Chieftain. It was built in Hawaii. It's had several owners. It was part of the Grace Harbor Historical Seaport Fleet, along with the Lady Washington, providing education and sail training up and down the west coast of the United States. Then it had a major change of ownership, and in July 2021, she was purchased by Aubrey and Matt Wilson, who intend to restore her completely when that restoration is complete. The Wilsons plan to take the Chieftain back to Hawaii, where she will take on passengers for day sails and other sail training opportunities. But the boat is currently hauled out with Port Townsend Shipwrights right now, and today there is nobody working on the boat, but it's been hauled out here for several months, and you should go and stand next to the masts that are laying alongside the hull, and you will appreciate the strength and how huge these masts are and the amount of work that it's going to take to get them back on those decks.
See you next time on our Working Waterfront.